The price is just over $7.9 million. Blaine Meadows of Centrica Solutions, a consulting firm hired earlier by the county, presented a report about it to the county board's finance committee.
We have conducted the competitive bidding process on behalf of the county. We have received bids. We've packaged together all of the recommended scope items into a bundled, finalized proposal. So we are in the final review stages with the county board to determine whether or not this project moves forward into construction and implementation.
The county has $6.5 million available, and the $7.9 million cost does not include new windows for the Joseph G. Cannon Building, where many county offices are located. The windows have been a top priority, but Meadows says that part of the project has hit a speed bump. It must first be approved by the National Park Service and the State Historic Preservation Office because the building is on the National Register of Historic Places. Most of the work that's planned would be at the Rita B. Garman Vermilion County Courthouse, where boilers need to be replaced, along with new higher-efficiency windows and LED lights. LED lighting fixtures would also be installed at the Cannon Building and the Vermilion County Health and Education Building, and settings would be made to an existing heating and air conditioning system to save energy when the building is not occupied. At the Health and Education Building, solar panels would be installed on the roof, providing an estimated $500,000 in electricity savings over 25 years. Existing boilers would also be replaced there. Meadows noted that there are ways that the county could recover some of the cost of these projects.
That would be incentives, rebates, grants coming from the state of Illinois. It would be coming from the federal government as well as local utilities. So those would be programs to help offset the costs of doing certain scope items.
County board members must now decide whether to proceed with the entire $7.9 million package or do the work in stages. The other two buildings where only new lighting is planned are the Vermilion County Animal Shelter and the Highway Building. I'm Bill Pickett.